bow your heads. Father, without you, it's just going to be another session of flesh. But by your Spirit, we shall see the glory of our God. We shall taste of his goodness and experience growth within ourselves for his glory. In Jesus' name. This morning I heard Romans chapter 5, so that's where we're going to be going. And a lot of times, you know, we underestimate the love that the Father has for us. It takes quite a hit to crack a nut open. And how many know that sometimes we're pretty hard nuts to crack? I was on the phone with somebody that you guys all know. I think it was last week. And it was three years ago, I guess, and we were all in a circle over here. And the word of knowledge came for each individual, and when I got to this one, I looked up into her eyes, the lady, and I heard the words, tell her she's a hard nut to crack. And it's not what she expected at all. In fact, she said, that was not what I wanted to hear. Well, as I told you earlier, I did some house cleaning, and in one of the words of knowledge that had been given to me, back in the 90s, was the same word, that I was a hard nut to crack. So it takes one to know one. And if you're a little bit tough and a little bit hard and your shell has been thickening over the years, I know the nutcracker. His name is Jesus. Amen? So, taking time to allow the Holy Spirit to do a job in us is really, you know, sometimes it's just a choice that we make because the energy and the grace to carry it out is not there. We think we have to do it ourselves. And the accuser says, if you don't straighten this corner out, you're going to be this way forever. That's a lie from darkness. It's not from God. Amen? Verse 1, chapter 5, Romans. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith. Now, right there, I want you to realize it's not through works. Justification is not going to happen through what you do. Oh, you mean I got to change my mind? Yes. It's not how you conduct yourself that justification is going to come. Now, am I advertising bad conduct? No. Not advertising for you to be stupid. But how many know that being human is sometimes being stupid? Thank you.
Amen.
You don't have to look in the neighborhood for stupid. You can look in the mirror. Amen?
Amen.
The flesh and the ways of the flesh want their way yesterday, today, and tomorrow in threes. Amen? I want it my way or else I'm going to take the highway. Well, have a good time. He's going to go with you. No matter how far you decide to go down that highway. Justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're justified through faith, how much of your works are going to really be counted? Thank you. Not that I want you to do evil works. I'm not advertising that. But I'm trying to tell you the Holy Ghost is in for the whole package. He is on the job to justify you in heaven already. It's done. Jesus already paid the price, yes. But believing it for yourself is something that is almost impossible to do on your own. You need grace. You need unmerited favor. You need revelation knowledge. I want to read 1 and 2 again. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace, in which we now stand. Not will stand, but we now stand. How did I gain access? By faith. You know, this faith stuff is the substance of things hoped for. Is it tangible? Yes, it is tangible. You can definitely sometimes feel it because you get a surge on the interior to believe for a miracle that you could never believe for in any other way. You say, well, you know, holding on is a real tough job because I'm believing for something that I haven't seen yet. And, of course, I could go back and you could look at Abraham, which in Romans 4 you could see, and I'm not interested in taking you back. When you have heard a promise from God that he was in charge and doing a work in you, he didn't say he's going to quit halfway. He says, I'm going to take you to the finish line, Romans 8. Okay? It says, part B of verse 2, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Oh, well, now. That's all I know is my sufferings. Do I get any amens?
Amen.
How many have had a few sufferings this past week? Thank you. Are you in good company with St. Paul? Yes. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Oh, well, I'd love to be patient. I'd love to be able to persevere. Well, guess what? It comes with suffering. You mean I have to suffer in my body with my foot all week just to learn this lesson?
Yes.
Ask Gail. To learn a lesson. You say, wait a minute. I thought everything was already done. It is, but some of it is suffering to walk through. You can suffer in your marriage relationship. You can suffer in your family relationships. My brother in Christ now going through suffering in his body, but producing what kind of fruit in his children? You say, well, isn't there an easier way? You have to have open heart surgery before I get to see my kids. Give it up. Give it up to the Lord. Put it on the altar. Don't take it back because you're going to condemn somebody and it's not going to work to your advantage. If you simply let his plan unfold, and you will scream sometimes, God, this plan hurts.
Amen.
Try it on. Say, God allows suffering.
God allows suffering.
To make me into a persevering Christian.
A mature Christian.
Not a baby. I'm out of my diapers. I'm going to walk with my pull-ups. And stay healthy. And wealthy. And wise. Because I'm growing up. Perseverance is a part of my past. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here right now. Pampers are fine for babies. Now, if you think that's in the Word, I've got news for you. It is. I could prove it, but I'm not going to go there right now. Pull-ups are fine. But you still have accidents.
I was just going to say, no, they're not. My four-year-old still has pull-ups on.
How many know you still have accidents as you walk with the Lord? Okay? There may be a season for pull-ups. And you do need to pull yourself back up. You do need to really change your heart and start looking at what God is doing through this suffering. Not to look at it as it's the end of the road. Okay? Now it says, perseverance produces what? Character. Character and hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So what is He trying to do? He's trying to straighten you out so that you won't think the way you used to about yourself first. Say, it's all about me getting to see. God has a plan just for me. It's not to let me drop off the edge of the world. But the emotions sometimes feel that way. Amen? You know, I have a young man that I've known for 20-something years. You don't know him. But we connect periodically, and he's gone through a major divorce. He has 4 children. He doesn't live in this country. And he called because he was having a real dilemma. He's got custody of one of the children. The other 3 are living with a stepdad that's, I don't think, married the mother. And there's a new baby in the house from the new man in her life. And this young man is experimenting in drugs because he's trying to get rid of the pain. The father loves the Lord, goes to church, does all he knows how to do. And now he's actually blaming himself because he sees all of what he's done and learned going down the drain. And he's part of a church which is quite legalistic, born again, spirit-filled. And he's dying. Like a grape on the vine just drying up. Feeling like a raisin, ugly as all hell. Wondering if there's any hope. So we spent about 45 minutes on the phone the other night. I think we got off at around 11:30. And I gave him a real word of wisdom. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to kick your butt. So he started to laugh. He says, that's why I like about you, because he says, you're going to give me the truth. So I'm not going to lie to you, because what good is that going to do? I says, you've got to believe what God can do is the impossible, not only for your son, but the other 3 children. But they're living with an alcoholic. But they're this and that. I said, stop looking at the circumstances and look to the Lord who has the solution. He has the solution. Believing you have received, it will be done unto you. Mark 11:24. Now wake up. Grow up. Put on your pull-ups and pull yourself back up, because you've got a whole family watching you. Yeah. Well, I like being acting like a brat. I like feeling sorry for myself. I says, then don't go there with me, because I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to kick your butt. He says, what are you trying to tell me? I said, this suffering will produce perseverance, and perseverance will produce character, which you have in the natural, but you need it in the spirit. Everything that comes first is in the natural. Everything that follows is in the spirit. Changing our way of thinking is not something we can do on our own. Just the decision to believe is what you can do. And then start declaring it to the best of your ability. And you will fall off. Some people say, oh, I don't want to fall. You're predicting. Baloney. I've lived it. I would love to say I never fell. That would be the biggest lie. And you know what? I don't think I'd qualify to be standing here if I didn't. because I would have no compassion for anybody. But since I did fall and God picked me back up, and by His love I'm here, and by His grace I'm here, and wherever He takes me from here is fine with me, because His plan is better than mine. Verse 5. Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That was us. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for me. Since we have now been justified by His blood, not by your actions, not by your behavior. Now, am I suggesting that you go out and be bad just to prove something? No. That's Romans 6. You can study it for yourself. But you see, what you need to be aware is that there is a growing process ongoing. And it just looks sometimes like the end of the world has just hit you. And that's when God usually steps right in and just pulls you back up. Yesterday, I have a Valentine. Her name is Monique. You've met her. She's my brother's oldest daughter. And she went through a divorce. And when she went through that divorce, she became my Valentine. So a couple of days ago, there was a nudge to call her. And so I did call her. And I sang her a little song and over the phone. And the song goes like this. I love you. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. I love you. That's what I sing to Gabby every time she goes home, because I usually give her a piggyback ride. And then we run around the driveway, and we sing, I love you. A bushel and a peck. She says, oh, I needed that. I said, well, this is your Valentine, just letting you know that somebody cares. And as we're talking, I see a vision that God gave me maybe 15 years ago. And it was me going up the stairs. Because she was quite discouraged, and it was God's Holy Spirit was pushing my buttons. I said, when you're going up the stairs and you fall, what happens? Where do you fall? She says, on my knees. I said, did you make it one step up? She says, oh my. Oh, my. I said, when you're on your knees, are you going to get back up on the old step or go up one step? She says, every time I fall, I go up one step. That's what you're trying to tell me? I said, yes. So stop getting discouraged about falling, because if you fall, you go up one step. You persevere, you gain character, and you become a mature believer. Ready to teach others with compassion instead of dictating how they should be so holy when you haven't got your act together yet.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, construction is ongoing.
Construction is ongoing.
Inside of you.
Inside of you.
And inside of me.
And inside of me.
And even in suffering.
And even in suffering.
I'm gaining perseverance.
I'm gaining perseverance.
And I'm getting stronger. And sometimes I don't like it. But God's going to get His way. And I will be mature. Watch me in my new pull-ups. You got it. That's all I got.